You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Senator Jeff Smith was among a group of Democratic lawmakers holding a press conference on Wednesday morning, accusing the Republican colleagues of failing the state's veterans. The press conference was related to the impending closure of two Veterans Housing and Recovery Program facilities, including Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls. The group called on Republican state lawmakers to support their proposed bill on the issue, which would continue funding the facilities and allow them to avoid closing at the end of the month. Polk County Community Services and St. Croix Tribal Public Health have launched a new program to help parents ensure their children's car seats are safe. The Car Seat Safety Program offers a variety of resources, including free car seat inspections and installation by trained professionals. Residents will need to schedule an appointment for inspections and installation, which will be held at the Government Center in Balsam Lake and take about 45 minutes. Families should also know the exact type of seat they need installed before scheduling the appointment. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding older residents to be aware of imposter scams in honor of Grandparents' Day on Sunday. According to a press release, highly technical scams targeting older residents have become increasingly common. Scammers have been using artificial intelligence to mimic a grandchild or other relative, claiming they've been arrested or need to fix their car and requesting money. Older residents who may not be familiar with that kind of technology are more vulnerable to the scam practice. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to explore public lands this hunting season. According to a press release, there are over 6 million acres of public lands across the state, which can be located with the Public Access Lands tool on the agency's website. There are also 28,000 acres of voluntary public access lands on which the private property owners allow public access for hunting season. When on public land this fall, hunters should know the property boundaries and remember to look out for other hunters. Stepping Stones of Dunn County is inviting area residents to participate in their annual Share a Meal program. According to a press release, Project Sam will provide Dunn County kids with bags of ready-to-eat and easy-to-prepare food to reduce their risk of hunger over the weekends when they can't rely on school meals. The program serves over 500 children across 10 local schools, and a $1 donation is enough to pack one Sam bag for a student. Families who wish to sign their kids up for the program can do so through their school office. The City of Prescott is inviting area residents to a public meeting regarding a planning study for pedestrian crossings along Wisconsin 29 and 35 and US 10. It's the second public involvement meeting as part of the study and will be held at Prescott City Hall on September 10th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The study is meant to evaluate locations that could support safe crossings for cyclists and pedestrians across the transportation corridor separating the northern area of the city. Details on the current status of the study are available on the City of Prescott website. North Lakes Community Clinic celebrated the official grand opening of its new clinic in Rice Lake last week. The newly remodeled facility had originally been occupied by Purveya Health, but became vacant when Purveya Health and HSHS closed all of their facilities in the Northwest Wisconsin region last year. North Lakes Community Clinic has opened a number of new facilities in the region since then, aiming to fill some of the gaps left behind by the healthcare closures. The new Rice Lake Clinic was also renovated with the expectation of further expansion in the future. Following Labor Day this week, activists are once again calling on the Wisconsin State Legislature to raise the minimum wage. On Tuesday, service workers and organizers gathered at the state capitol to share their calls for a $20 per hour minimum wage, a significant increase over the current $7.25 wage. The current minimum wage was set at the federal level in 2009, but about half of the states across the country have increased the minimum wage since. Critics of raising the minimum wage claim it would stifle hiring and increase inflation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new dashboard aimed at keeping residents informed on the spread of measles cases in the state. The dashboard will be updated on Tuesdays and Fridays to include a current total case count, overall vaccination rates, and if there are any measles-related deaths. The dashboard can be located on the agency's Outbreaks and Investigations webpage. As of this Tuesday, there were 24 total measles cases, all of which in residents who were not vaccinated and two of which required hospitalization. The Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting rail safety as its law of the month for September. According to a press release, about a dozen people are injured in train-related crashes in the state every year. Law enforcement officials are reminding residents of proper safety practices to navigate rail crossings, including not going around lowered crossing gates and not stopping on the tracks even when there's no train in sight. If your vehicle stalls on the tracks, you should get out immediately and look for a blue emergency notification system sign. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers player injured.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Phillies wrapping up their three-game series today in Milwaukee. The Brewers winning last night's game 6-3. Pat Murphy on why Christian Yelich was not in the lineup.
He's got lower back pain. He's talked to the surgeon, whatever. He hasn't been out all year. He played all those games. He's really been super healthy for us and super critical, but it didn't respond well. It's come on a little bit.
NFL. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday at 3:25. Jordan Love on his thoughts about adding defensive end Micah Parsons to the team.
Yeah, I think Micah's he's a smart dude all around. You know, I think he loves ball. He's very intelligent when it comes to football. He has smart questions. He's trying to learn about the offense and our plan for going into a game and things like that. So I think that just shows you where he's at mentally, what he's thinking of outside in the offseason. No, he's definitely a smart guy. So I'm just excited, like I said, see him out there on the field with us.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just when you thought Taylor Swift was all washed up, she proves us all wrong and breaks records on Spotify yet again. As of last weekend, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, broke records on the music streaming platform for the most pre-saves on Spotify's countdown page. Holding the previous record was, you guessed it, Taylor Swift for her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Life of a Showgirl, Swift's 12th studio album, drops October 3rd. Season 5 of Stranger Things is right around the corner, and the social media teasing for the new season has already started thanks to one of the show's creators. Ross Duffer shared a photo from the editing suite and posted that episode 1 is ready to go. They've added some star power this season as well. Frank Darabont will direct one of the season 5 episodes. The show will be released in 3 increments. Volume 1 drops November 26th, Volume 2 drops on Christmas Day, and the big finale on New Year's Eve. Sounds like a fun way to ring in the new year. As expected, there's a bit of a letdown now that the summer movie season is officially over. That does not, however, mean the fun needs to stop or that there are not great films opening. The only flick opening in wide release is The Conjuring: Last Rites. This is the 4th Conjuring film and 10th overall under the Conjuring umbrella. If you are up for a rewatch leading up to the latest, you can check out all The Conjurings, 3 Annabelle movies, and The Nun 1 and 2. They are not all gems, so check reviews before viewing. The latest installment stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who reprise their roles as the Warrens, paranormal investigators who decide to take one last case. I'm sure it goes swimmingly. Opening in limited release is a movie I highly recommend, called The Threesome, starring Zoe Deutsch. It's a rom-com that's funny, thoughtful, and has a great twist. I saw a screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore, and the audience absolutely loved it. Big laughs. Let's go to the movies. Here's one of Pete's picks. Darren Aronofsky's Caught Stealing is a fun watch. The film, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, has solid performances and great action, crucial elements to a caper film. Butler plays an ex-baseball star who is down on his luck while fighting a drinking problem. He finds himself in the middle of a dispute between two warring gangster factions. There is a shocking twist halfway through the movie that I did not see coming. If you're looking for some September weekend fun and are in and around the Manitowoc area, or don't mind a road trip, do what you can to check out Sputnik Fest. The Rar West Art Museum puts on this gem of a festival every September. The festival is in honor of a freak accident from 1962 where part of a Russian satellite, Sputnik, crashed on a Manitowoc street, coincidentally, right next to this great museum. There are costume contests, great food, and really fun people. Do yourself a favor and check it out this Saturday, September 6th, starting at noon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 61. A few showers, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, a low around 46. Winds will increase after midnight. Partly sunny, a little breezy for Friday with a high near 59. For Friday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 45. It's 45 degrees right now.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.